Daughter to the slaughter and bring your daughter to CKUW 95.9 FM. In fact, not just your daughters, but your sons, fathers, and mothers as well. Bring them along. Let them listen to CKUW Late Night Radio 95.9 FM. And when they do that, tell them the show is known as Comic Book Radio Theater! Yeah. Alright, we're going to change comic books here. Comic book characters as well. Yeah, we're going to go all superhero here, and we're going to go 10 years back. I will read to you at this moment, She-Hulk, Savage She-Hulk, number 4, May of 1980. May of 1980. I will tell you a little bit about this. Listen to me very clear. First thing, when I recorded this, it was like live recording as it was happening, there was something with the radio transmission that wasn't the best. This is not the best sound. If you're a real stickler for high quality sound, this has a little bit of static to it, okay? It's not the best, so it's pretty dirty sound quality. I'll just prepare you for that. It's not completely unlistenable, but yeah, it's not the best dish served to you. Just to prepare you for that. In case you don't like what you hear, sound quality wise, okay. What about the story? Would you like the story? This is what I remember. She-Hulk is up against this criminal gangster by the name of Trask, Nicholas Trask. And He's doing all these things to try to frame her, to make her look bad to the public. Even trying to make her look terrible to her very own father, who is like chief of police. Okay? And, there's even a point where She-Hulk's own father almost tries to kill her, okay? Serious stuff. And I think when I originally read this live on air, it was like Father's Day or something like that. I think that might have been the reason why I read it. All right, but yes, there's this nasty crime lord named Nicholas Trask. He's trying to make She-Hulk look bad. She-Hulk wants to shut him down, and everything he stands for, everything he controls with his criminal enterprise and all that. So that is what's going on there. Let's not wait any longer for She-Hulk's anger issues. Let's get on with reading Savage She-Hulk number 4, printed May of 1980. When I go off for that first break, we'll listen to music new in May of 1980. We'll hear from Carol Pope and her band, Rough Trade. They had an iconic song. You're still hearing it today. Rough Trade. And also The Beat, all the way from the United Kingdom. They're performing live in Manchester. So, Rough Trade and The Beat. That's the music you will get. Okay. Comic Book Radio Theater. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell, and I'm just going to jaunt off and read to you some Savage She-Hulk. How about that? All right. Thanks for sticking around. Late Night Radio to 95.9 FM CKUW. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you. Thanks.
Now it's a video game.
Gargamel catches the Smurfette. And that's a Smurf. He's got a rescuer.
Smurf in the room.
Smurf under him.
That's Smurf talk, Dad.
Smurf the bat.
Spider. Smurf the spider.
The Smurfette. Smurf skull.
Smurf over him.
Smurf them all.
Play Smurf on your ColecoVision, Atari 2600 VCS, or Intellivision video game system.
Dad, maybe Smurf is too exciting for you.
Thank you.
The She-Hulk throws the head of the robot impersonating herself into the West Coast Ocean.
I mustn't let my temper turn me into a monster like him! I've got to keep the hulkish side of my nature under control! That hulkish side! If I hope to prove worthy of my incredible powers, I must subordinate strength for strategy instead! I remember the sheer sense of triumph, the exhilaration I felt the very first time I turned into the She-Hulk. I swore the right wrongs to capture criminals who were beyond the law's reach. Beyond my reach as Jennifer Walters, attorney at law. But that was before Jill. Jill, my best friend, Jill. Jill stepped into a fatal death trap that was meant for me. And I learned that not even all my awesome abilities as the She-Hulk could have saved her. It was Trask suing Nicholas Trask. I knew it was. He wants Jennifer Walters dead. He's made 3 murder tries, and he doesn't care who gets in the way. Like my friend Zapper, who almost lost his life in the last attack. Zapper, the only one who shares my secret. My secret. He knows that Jennifer Walters and the She-Hulk are one and the same. Trask's fake She-Hulk robot was no match for the real thing, yet my victory, it's hollow, hollow, hollow. I beat up a mindless machine, one of Trask's tools. I can't wait to get my hands on that man. I want to feel him squirming in my steely grip, begging before I crush him. What am I saying? I'm starting to sound just like him. I've got to stop. I've got to stop being swept along by emotion, by rage. I'm so, so ready to snap, to lash out.
Whoa, 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 Jen. I saw the whole battle and I want to thank you.
Whoa!
Saving my life!
Some beauty kid coming up from behind me!
Whoa, 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 it's me! What's the matter? Don't you recognize me, Jen?
Zapper! Yeah, I remember you! And I should pound you all the same! Teach you a lesson! But I won't! I just lost my temper, kid, that's all! Don't ever sneak up on me like that again. Do you hear me? Ever.
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 The She-Hulk throws Zapper, her buddy, down on the ground.
Ow! 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 Ow!
I hear you, Jen, I hear you.
And don't call me that! I'm the She-Hulk!
Whatever you say!
Now goodbye, kid, get lost!
Wait, where are you going?
Nicholas Trask's warehouse, why?
If you stop the streets looking like that, you'll be stopped by the cops in a second.
So?
So I'll give you a lift in my Lincoln. No one would ever think of looking for the She-Hulk in a car.
As the She-Hulk and Zapper walk away from the beach, and what they think is a completely destroyed She-Hulk robot, Zapper thinks to himself,
"This way I can keep an eye on you, Jen. Maybe help you stay out of trouble."
Speaking of keeping an eye or two on things, exactly what Nicholas Trask has been doing through the eyes and ears of his remote-controlled robot. He has seen and heard it all. The She-Hulk. She's on her way here. I've got to think fast, or I'm finished. But what can I do? What? I've got it. The perfect plan. Hank! Angela! Come here, quick!
Yeah, sure, boss. What do you want?
I've got a job for you boys. Nicholas Trask's murmured orders shock even his two closest confidants, who balk at his boldness. But, as always, they obey. Trask, you sly old snake. You found a way to kill two birds with one stone and save your slimy skin, too. So long, She-Hulk. Meanwhile, in a midnight meeting at the home of Jonathan Ridge and his wife, we find Sheriff Walters. What brings you here?
My poor Jenny. My poor Jenny. Sorry to wake you two. I'm sorry. But I was at my wit's end driving around with no place to go. I don't know what to do. No one to talk to. All I could think about was how much I loved her, and how little I showed it. My own daughter, my Jenny, she's dead.
Sheriff Morris Walters drops a framed photograph of his daughter, Jennifer Walters, breaking it on the ground.
My Jenny, she's dead. Chased down and killed in cold blood. Murdered by that monster. That monster. The She-Hulk. 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 She-Hulk.
We will return to the Savage She-Hulk number 4 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Woo-hoo. Fun Factory, Department M, 117 Union Street, Palisade Park, New Jersey, zip code 07650. Skull Flashlight, $1.75. Snake Nut Can. Can is labeled mixed nuts. It rattles when open. Up pops a 30-inch snake. Snake Nut Can, $2.25. Atomic Mini Pistol, 2-inch replica. Extra loud explosions. Barrel opens to load. Hammer cocks and fires. Ham rod included. Atomic mini pistol, $2. Phony arm cast. Looks like real plaster cast with arm sling. A great sympathy winner and an excellent excuse. Phony arm cast, $2.95. Arrow through head, $2. Bald head wig, $1.50. X-ray vision can be yours. These see-through glasses. An amazing illusion. Apparently, you can see through bones, women's clothes, skin. X-ray vision glasses, $1.75. Fake vampire blood, $1.50. Eagle 2 rocket. 5.5-inch rocket launches high into the air. At the top of flight, a 13-inch chute is automatically released. Eagle 2 rocket, $3.95. Smoke clouds. Just light one. Thick black clouds fill the whole room. Bag of smoke bombs, only $2. Get any four for $3. Black soap, no-tear sugar, snapping chewing gum, whoopee cushion, red hot pepper gun, exploding pen, foaming sugar, instant worms, disappearing ink, and stink loads. All these super gifts and gift mix, your money back guaranteed. When you send to Fun Factory, Department M, 117 Union Street, Palisade Park, New Jersey, zip 07650. Skinny? Self-conscious? Gain pounds, inches, and confidence. Too skinny because you didn't eat right? Weight on 7 calories can help you fill out. Shape your entire body. Vitamins, minerals, anti-nutrients. All of that too. Shape a new you with Weight On.
Get yourself a sexy body, people.
Ready for summer hikes, camping, cookouts with Camp Cook Kit. Includes 3/4 quarts covered kettle, 7-inch frying pan, 7-inch dish, 8-ounce plastic cup, and carrying case valued at $9.99. Yours now for $4.99 and one Whopper's wrapper. Outdoor cooking is easy with this sturdy, compact aluminum camp kit. Tuck it into your backpack or your bike pack, and you are ready to cook a hearty breakfast. Heat up a can of tasty stew or fry up those fish you caught. And don't forget to take along a pack or two of tasty, crunchy Whoppers malted milk candy covered with rich cocoa coating. It is a great snack for the trail or just about any time. Whoppers, real malted milk candy with a crunch. You can always tell a Whopper when you hear one. Crunch. To get your camp kit, send $4.99 plus one Whopper's wrapper with your name, address, and zip code to Whopper's Camp Kit Offer, P.O. Box 1500, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, zip code 52440. Get your Camp Cook Kit for $4.99 and one Whopper's wrapper. You can always tell a Whopper when you hear one crunch. We now return to the Savage She-Hulk number 4. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, University of Winnipeg. I've no one to talk to. All I could think about was how much I loved her and how little I showed it. My own daughter, my Jen, Dad. Sheriff Morris Walters drops a framed picture of his daughter on the ground, breaking it. My Jenny, she's dead. Chased down and killed in cold blood. Murdered by that monster. That She-Hulk. The She-Hulk. Dr. Jonathan Ridge thinks to himself as he stands behind Sheriff Walters and watches him become more and more emotional. If only I could tell him that his daughter, she's still alive, hiding out from Trask at our beach house. I'll get her! I'll hunt her down like that great blood mad beast she really is! And when I fight her, oh, so help me! I'll swear! I'll see her brought to justice! Dr. Jonathan Ridge once again thinks to himself as he goes to comfort his friend, Sheriff Walters. Jenny said, it was best for her father to believe she's dead, just like everyone else in L.A. does. But now, I'm not so sure. Still, I gave my word. Easy, Sheriff, easy. Try not to take it so hard. We love little Jenny, too. Like one of our own, but...
I know, but you think I've gone off the deep end. Don't you, Doc? Don't you?
Things aren't as they always seem. Sheriff, please, don't do anything you'll regret.
God go with you, sir.
Oh, poor man.
Outside, Sheriff Walter's car awaits at the curb.
Take me back to the office, Armand. I won't rest until I've made good on my word. I'll seal a deal with the devil myself to put a stop to the She-Hulk!
Sheriff, you're about to get that chance.
Get off my driver! What's going on here? Gas! Gas all around!
Sheriff Morris Walters slumps over and falls silent as his car glides away into the night.
You are listening to a reading of The Savage She-Hulk, number 4, May, the year 1980.
Hey, this is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Oh.
To CKUW Late Night Radio to 95.9 FM. Hurrah! Yes. This is Comic Book Radio Theater. Just spit it out. Okay. Here's what I'm going to spat at you. Is some more Savage She-Hulk. That's what. Well, do we recap our story a bit here? I'll tell you this. How would you feel if there was a robot that looked exactly like you, okay? And this robot who looks exactly like you is doing all these crimes all over the city, killing people, doing all these crimes. And then everyone thinks, oh, it's not a robot that looks like you. It's actually you that's doing all these terrible, terrible crime, terrible things to people. How are you going to prove that it was not you? It was a robot that looked like you. Okay? And on top of that, you got your own damn father convinced that you're dead and that you did it, when it was really the robot that seemed to do it. And I'm forgetting little bits and pieces of this story, but I say just keep on listening. And sorry about the sound and everything like that. I read it live, and then I was kind of disappointed when I re-listened to it like a week later and thought, oh no, pretty muddy sound here. So sorry about that. Can't do nothing about it though. Anyway, I will continue my reading to you of Savage She-Hulk number 4, released May of 1980. But that's not the only thing that was released back in May of 1980. When I go for my vocal breaks, we'll listen to music brand new May of 1980. Pick it up at the record shop. This is what was there for you. Some Ted Nugent. Back when he seemed to be a much happier, friendlier, more fun guy. Ted Nugent. We'll also hear from Kiss, rock band Kiss, live in concert from Sydney, Australia. But there's more. Follow me. Diana Ross, her song Upside Down. She's performing live in Los Angeles. She gets joined by a young Michael Jackson. Yes, Michael Jackson joins her on stage for a bit of a dance and a song. But yeah, that song, Upside Down by Diana Ross, it seemed like back in the early 1980s, the song's everywhere. You turn a corner, you're hearing the song. You walk down the street, you're hearing the song, Upside Down by Diana Ross. We'll hear that. And also, the Village People. We'll hear from them. You are in the last days of disco. The party is almost over. See or hear how it all petered out. Disco was almost dead. Once again, the music you'll get. Ted Nugent, rock band Kiss. Diana Ross, the very beautiful Diana Ross. And the Village People. Alright, that's what you'll get. Oh boy, I hope things go all right for She-Hulk. Here on Comic Book Radio Theater. Let's progress. You are listening to Late Night CKUW to 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative. Thanks for listening. Thanks.
when you're ready for a real challenge, you're ready for Marble Madness. There are deadly steelies, marble munchers, acid pools, digital waves, vacuum cleaners, catapults, pistons, pounding hammers, killer birds, and they're all after you. Do you have what it takes to reach the silly maze where everything's upside down, or the ultimate maze where even the maze moves? Do you have what it takes, or will Marble Madness make you lose your marbles? Marble Madness! And coming soon, Jordan vs. Bird, one-on-one for your Nintendo.